Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us today. This is your host, Iram Said, with the Global Tell Summit series, From Heartache to Joy. And with us today is one of our special guest speakers and a star, Kathy Hohemeyer. We had the pleasure of introducing her to the Tell Summit world many years ago, and she's been really, really busy, and she's back now with some fantastic news. Absolutely mind-blowing information. I promise you on this call today, this is going to be eye-opening for many, many of us. I can't wait to find out some of the details, because wait till I tell you what we're going to be talking about today and you'll understand it too. This is really not only mind-blowing, eye-opening information, but critical information that all of us, absolutely all of us, need, require, can use during these times. We're going to talk about cosmic nourishment. Upgrade your multidimensional body for optimum wellness. The topic really doesn't tell you all that we're going to be talking about today, so let me give you some of the pointers. Make sure you have a pen and paper ready for this call, because we will have many nuggets of frequency recipes that you will learn to use immediately in your kitchen to raise the vibe of the food and water, and how to bring the important frequency of compassion into your place of work or home. You are also going to discover how Kathy can see your blueprint hologram in your voice, and how she uses this cutting-edge technology to find frequencies of nutrients that you need, which muscles are stressed, and much, much more. You are also going to find out how Kathy used her 90 approach to surprisingly find aluminum toxicity as a key issue with the client, plus the approaches she used to help with the many symptoms that it was representing. And if any of you are concerned about what they are saying about the spike protein and how it may affect you, discover how you can know if you have the frequency equivalents of spike and corona in your hologram, and even the frequency levels of glutathione. So you're going to learn the secret of mathematics for these real-life, timely questions and reduce your fear. You will learn how the empowerment of nutritional energetics can reduce fears and emotions that trigger body symptoms to develop, and learn how fear is being used to trigger one of our lung biocodes right now and causing breathing symptoms. Wow. You could also learn how the emotions trigger our ancient biocodes to give us symptoms of disease. And there is a lot more we're going to talk about on this call. You want to be the first one to discover the two-minute process to reset your divine blueprint. Feel the resonance field that everyone will be in on the call to lift each other up. Be ready with a high-vibe intention to add to our field. So lots of really, really exciting things we're going to be learning from Kathy. And here's a little bit of info about Kathy herself. She's an executive chef, nutritionist, and energist who owns a nature-based wellness resort
Adirondack.
Okay, thank you. 35 years ago, at the beginning of her spiritual journey, she was called home to the healing woods to be one of the guardians of a very special portal, and soon found out that the resort was built by her great aunt and uncle in 1986. Kathy gave up her medical business. Oh, it's 1886. So 1886.
Yeah,
thank you.
Yeah, that long ago.
Thank you for that correction. That was a while ago. Kathy gave up her medical-based career in Washington, D.C. as an occupational therapist to be chef and owner of that resort. This became her energy learning lab for nutrition, cooking, and hospitality. Still at it, after 35 years, she has been the executive chef for the restaurant and greeter of most all customers. She continues working with both on-site travelers and off-site clients in rejuvenating and nourishing their multidimensional bodies. Needing what seems like 24/7 energy for herself to accomplish this mission, she has developed a practice, a 9-level program offering energetic assistance with real-time integration. She's an etheric chef offering multidimensional recipes for incorporation into embodiment and life on Mother Earth. So this is going to be, like I said, a very, very fun, exciting, and informational call. Welcome back to the show, my dear. It's wonderful to have you back.
Thanks, Aram. I know I'm always a mouthful, and I was cautioned by one of my VIP clients, Kathy, keep it simple, just don't complicate things. So I will try and do that on this call. And if any of it resonates, you come in, to the program, and we'll discuss a lot more. But, yeah, something new and exciting that I have been doing to bring the frequency work to a whole other level, and I want to share that with everybody.
Yeah, and I know it's not going to be an easy task to keep it simple because there's so much that you want to talk about, stuff that you have discovered. So I will say this, that, bear with us. I want to say to our listeners, send your questions on the webcast, and we'll try to cover as much as possible because, of course, we also want to do some one-on-one work on the call. And tell us quickly what you're going to do in the one-on-ones, Kathy.
Well, to keep it simple in terms of explaining my 9 levels that I believe is what manifests health, what I'll do on a one-on-one call is find what level in the 9 dimensions they may have the most need to look at on the call. And then I have a few tools around me because I do have tools that I use. I have a few tools around me that we'll go to. We'll see which tool is best for the call. Then we'll go to that tool and use that. So that way we don't have to take a whole lot of time explaining the 9 dimensions, and whatever ones people go to, that'll be explained. And again, in package B, we'll explain the whole 9 and how I see it. But when we start the one-on-ones, I'll go through a brief description.
Okay, very good. Thank you. So let's begin with what exactly is a breatharian, and how does that tell us that we can truly be nourished by frequency?
Yeah, a breatharian, if some people probably know, really doesn't eat food. So they truly nourish themselves with prana or frequency or, cosmic nutrition, however you want to describe it. And last time I did this program, I know there are a number of people who just stopped eating for a while. So that is not it. It takes a long time to be a breatharian and to really go through that process. In fact, I would never do that on purpose. I love food. I love to eat. I love to cook food and play with it, and so I wouldn't be doing that. But that shows us there's people, even if you Google it, you can Google breatharian, there are people who do not eat food, who drink very little water. So we know that our body at some level, different for all of us, can take in frequency. And again, that's one thing that we're going to look at in the program is how well does your body take in frequency? Because right now we have so many foods that are compromised, so many, even supplements, really. So we need to start to learn this, empower ourselves, see what level we're at, open this up for ourselves, and start really, really working with the power we have with frequency integration for, overall health and nourishment.
Yeah, I had forgotten. You're absolutely right. We almost had a breatharian on a call many years ago. We were going to invite him, and I don't know what happened. But, yeah, there are absolutely people that live for years without food and water or just eat very, very little. I believe they sometimes eat seeds and stuff. But most of the nourishment they get is from the sunlight, from the environment. So that is absolutely true. And it's truly amazing. And there's so many people. See, this is the thing. The so-called science has us believe in certain things, and that becomes a belief system, and we don't even question it. I forget his name right now. He's called the Iceman. I have his app too. But he has defied many of the so-called science already through breathing techniques. He can be underwater for times that are not possible, supposedly not possible for human body. He can stop breathing for long periods of time. He can program his body to deflect viruses and bacteria, and this has been tested under under lab conditions, you know, with doctors present, and all through, you know, breath work and like what you're saying, frequencies. So this is absolutely true. So I'm going to jump to the next question. What is why your work is considered multidimensional?
Well, I look at in going through and like working in my lodge, working with food, working with energy. There's a great, wonderful book called Alchemy of Nine Dimensions, and I'd read that like every year. I'd read it, and I go, okay, this can relate to the physical body. This can relate to food. This can relate to nutrition for the body. And, of course, we look at energy work. We look at, you know, supplements. We look at 3D things. We look at, and I know there's different definitions of dimensions. So basically mind, you can call the nine levels of manifestation. You can call it the nine levels of nourishment for your body. But we know our body is more than 3D. We know it's mind, body, spirit, very simply. And we need to look at all parts of the body, not just, you know, what are we taking in for food? What are we taking in? What, you know, words are we saying? Words of frequency? What colors do we have around us? We are a multidimensional, multifaceted, you know, you can do research and find how many layers of chakras, how many dimensions we go to. So I look at the nine dimensions that I believe we can access in self-embodiment and work with those nine levels, not, like I said, not just with food, but taking a food that might be compromised and increasing its life force. So you're working with another dimension. Even the, and one of the bonuses in the, and package A, even a weird thing like sourdough, right? It came up during, you know, last year. So weird. We were challenged by fighting the second dimension, quote-unquote, viruses. And what came up? All online sourdough, the second dimension of food, was trying to nourish us. So I look at foods. I look at body multidimensionally, the life force, you know, the energies, and go from there. And then, again, as we get through the call, you'll find how we've taken, well, I haven't, this wonderful person who can hear, I don't know how many times more than the human body is supposed to. She can hear frequencies, and she's been putting her frequency work into a software program. I've combined that work with my levels of energetics to look at the body in both ways. And later in the call, we'll see how I've used energy work and the info from the bioacoustics to find amazing information out that I wouldn't have known otherwise.
Wow. I believe you were talking about Sherry Edwards, right? So let's
right.
talk about her and what is bioacoustic sound health?
Okay. So Sherry Edwards has, in the 80s, people started to realize she was, you know, different all of her life. And in the 80s, I believe, is when she was in college. I don't have my dates right. She started putting her abilities. You can talk to her, and her body shrieks back the frequency that she knows you need. All the your hologram is in your voice. The tones that you're giving out, not necessarily the pitches like I just did, the tones in your voice, she can hear when something is off. So she's been trying and has been very successful at taking that information, putting it into software programs, and she even goes as far as giving a two-hour class to the practitioners every single week to update us. So every single Sunday, I'm on a call with her, listening to her new, what she's decoded, what is a good frequency that goes with what. It's amazing information. You can't even grasp it all. And she's done this since the 1980s and figured out the templates. We're going to keep it simple for the package and give you a nutrition report. But there's many other things that I can. She's made up specialty reports, like nutrition is one, muscles are one. I've been working a lot with an eye program for a few clients. fact, strange eye issues for everybody right now, which is very amazing. And it is so cool to be able to work with her amazing abilities and combine this and really truly give people information, whether they're working with another energy worker, whether they're working with a doctor, no matter where who they're working with, you can find out real information of what your body hologram. And there's a picture on the sales page of what comes out when we take a voice print. All I need is a 30-second voice print. I say 40 so that I can cut it down if there's gaps. We take the highs and lows of that voice print. It's right in the sales page. It's real squiggly lines. Looks like a frequency graph. We can take those. There's points that I had put in the pictures. We take those highs and lows. Now, there's obviously frequencies all in there, but we take what is extreme right now for your body. What is causing issues? What should be in the midline? Just like when we work with energy work, we should be in the middle. We should be, you know, in, I don't want to say silence, but we should be in the center. And that's the same thing with the frequency graph we work with. We take the highs and lows. We can look at it very simply, or it can get very complex, and it's amazing what you can find. But very simply, we can take your voice print and give you a preliminary reading and say, you know, you're taking a million supplements. Do you know you need them, or do you not know? Anyway, we can go from there.
And it's so true. It's so true with the, you know, the supplement craze. It seems like, you know, you have bottles and bottles of stuff that you have to take, and how great would it be if you could just have a great, you know, kind of, it's like a diagnostic tool. And I was thinking, Kathy, we have been using sound as a diagnostic tool for lies, right? The lie detector basically works on sound, right? So if a machine can detect when a person is lying or not, then it definitely goes to also conclude that the sound, our voice, is affected by our health, our internal health, or this disease, or dis-ease, for sure. I mean, that is so exciting that our own voice can be used as, like you say, a hologram or a diagnostic tool. That is so cool. So let's talk about that a little bit, how health is related to the sound of our voice. And you have this interesting thing how zinc and a weak thumb are also related.
I'm sorry, the what?
Zinc and a weak
thumb. Oh, yes. Thank you for – because here's another thing that they've done. Going back to the lie detector, she also has a thing called Nano Voice, and she actually does programs on what political people and famous people are saying in their voice, and if they're lying or not, and what they mean by it. So that's really cool. But the other thing that she has done, and I have diagrams of them. They're really interesting. So if you think of frequency, we're kind of a software program of the soul, really. So we're in charge of this software program. We just haven't all come into our power as yet. And we're all working on it, and that's why we're here. So you take the frequencies in that, you know, come in from the universe, if you want to say it like that. They have to come in and embody somewhere. Well, they are a mishmash in your body, or are they housed somewhere? Well, Sherry has figured out that they're housed somewhere. She's figured out the universal code of where these frequencies are. So if anybody right now has a weak thumb, you should check your zinc levels. Zinc houses in your thumb,
places. What do you mean by a weak thumb? How do we know that?
Well, if you find that your hand is weak and your thumb, you can't grasp, or you can't, you know, open jars, or if somehow your thumb seems weak, you know, just using the thumb and zinc as an example, then you might be weak in, you might be low in zinc, because zinc places itself in your thumb. And if you have a low zinc level, then your thumb is not going to be optimally strong.
Interesting. Very interesting. Well, I'm checking my thumb right now. It seems
we did this on a call before, and tons of people raised their hands, and we did a little study on people are now actually sending me voice prints, and we're doing a little a little side study on fingers and thumbs and things like that. So it's really fun. But everybody seemed to have kind of a weak thumb when I talked about it. So that's interesting. Check their zinc levels.
Wow. Wow. So that is very, very interesting. Yes. So tell me why, Kathy, you're so passionate about this work. Why is it so important right now for everyone?
Well, right now I kind of literally got, I feel like the universe pushed me into this because, you know, everybody who knows me or sees this, you know, kind of work, I work with frequency. I think it's fascinating. I think that I'm here to remember how this body works via frequency. And I was, you know, learned, you know, how numbers work and how frequency work and how energy works. And I do light wave with color frequency and all that sort of thing. But I'm like, but where? How? I want to know the details like zinc in your thumb. I want to know those details. So when this all, you know, my husband calls it the wellness situation of the past over a year now. When this happened, I'm like, I'm here in this place, in this spot, not only in this physical spot as a rejuvenation center, but also with the energy work. I need to know this. So I wasn't supposed to be in the class, and Sherry, with a little bit of nudging, actually a lot of nudging, last minute allowed me in because the professor went, no, you've got to do this, Kathy. This is something you have to do. And I'm like, yep. So I came in, it's a lot of work, it's a lot of study, it's a lot of time, and it's fascinating. And right now, she brings this work into the corona situation. And we can talk about as literal as much as you want about that, but she has a special program where she knows if we can tell if there are spike proteins in your body, what level you are stressed. She has decoded a lot of these things to tell what is going to keep us strong, whether you took the vaccine, whether you didn't, that none of that matters. What is it that your body is doing right now? And she has updated her programs to give this information now, you know, in case a lot of us are in trouble, in case we're sick or whatever. She is really on this. So it's cutting-edge information.
That is so cool. Now, we have one of our other, of course, star healers, Dr. Karen Kann, on the call, and she actually called you a best-kept secret super healer, and I want to talk to her and see what her experience was in working with you. And Dr. Karen, you are unmuted now.
Hey, Aram. Hey, Kathy.
Hi.
So great to be here with
you.
Hi,
Aram.
Wonderful, Kathy, you're just rocking things. Yeah, you know, I went to Kathy's retreat center, and she had a retreat not that long ago, and it was so amazing. First of all, the physical, you know, place and the vortex, there's a vortex in the water there. I hold my workshops there, Aram, because I feel like it is such positive energy, not to mention the food, right, and all the energetics and what Kathy and her team and her family puts into it. It's amazing. So if people don't know, Kathy is like one of the most humble healers that I know. Like, she's super humble, but you know, every time I talk to her, she's like certified in yet another thing, you know, and she just, yeah, and she just hints at something. She'll just say, hey, Karen, have you looked into such and such, or what do you think of this? And I'll look at it and like, holy crap, that's revolutionary. OMG, you know, so yeah, so some of my evolution, I literally, you know, I have to thank Kathy for, because she pointed me in a direction that really helped me soar and evolve. And Aram, she is one of maybe a handful, maybe three, you know, healers that I actually trust to heal myself and my family. I get offers all the time. Oh, can I trade and can I do a healing on you? I'm like, no, no. But for Kathy, I'm the one calling her saying, hey, Kathy, can you check my dog? Okay, something weird's going on with him, you know? And so it's great to have that trust, that person. Kathy is so much in integrity, and I think everyone would be so blessed to work with her, Karen.
That is wonderful. Thank you so much for calling in. Wonderful to hear from you, as always. And it says a lot, because I do know that you are very particular. And, of course, you're one of our most advanced healers that have graced us with their presence on FHTJ. So, yes, it does say a lot that Kathy is someone that you reach out to for yourself and your loved one. So thank you so much for this vote of confidence.
My pleasure. My pleasure. You guys are doing great work, so keep it up. We love you.
Thank you, dear. Love you back. All right. Wonderful. So, Kathy, I actually want to see if you can tell us. I know our listeners are curious because this is still a subject that they're not very clear about. So I'd really, you know, you've had many recent events with clients that are examples of this intertwining of MD info, in particular bioacoustics and energy work. So tell us about some of these examples where, you know, that have worked, energy to hologram, hologram to energy.
And I just want to say thank you to Karen. And we kind of have a mutual back and forth. We live close by. We hardly ever see each other, although I was honored to hold Karen's wedding here just a short while ago. But we have this, I'll say something just off the cuff, what I think is off the cuff, and she picks it up, and then she'll say something, and she'll with one of these voice prints, I had a, nobody needs to know what this is, but it had a term in there that I didn't know. And not 24 hours later, Karen posted about it, just totally not related to what I was doing. So we have this kind of mutual back and forth of energy exchange that's absolutely amazing. So it's really cool. And, I appreciate her coming on. What I found is when I started working with bioacoustics, I was like, oh, wow, this is, you know, of course you get excited and you go, oh, my gosh, okay, this. So voice print. And I'm thinking, okay, I'm always seeing this symptom. There was a woman who had, she was reaching out to different healers that she knew and different friends, and they were giving different suggestions and everything. And I said, well, just send me a voice print. I'll see what I can see. And she gave me a voice print back, and I thought, well, that's really, I'm not really, you know, I'm seeing a lot of stuff. I'm not really sure how all this relates. There's so much information. So how do I break this down? So I said, well, I'm just going to do a little bit of energy work on my method, see what I find. And it went to mold, a mold frequency, a mold energy that was bothering her. And I thought, well, that wasn't necessarily a high or low in the program that I saw. So in the voice print, like you see, like I said, in the sales page on the voice print, you can see how it goes up and down. You can see, you know, up curves, down curves. You can see spaces and whatever. We can actually read that information. And I said, well, okay, I asked my instructor, I said, what does a mold look like? You know, mold frequency, a mold signature, what they call it. So she sent me back this picture of what mold would look like in that biofrequency voice print. And sure enough, this woman had mold signatures all through her voice print. So that was the perfect marriage, because we talk about software and AI, and we don't want to get too close to that per se. We want to use that within our energy work and seeing where the blocks are, what they are, how to do this empowering, and not just rely on this on the voice print. So it's really cool, I think so, finding how to marry these two. Another issue was I've been working on eye issues with somebody for a long time, a few months, and we've been doing voice prints. He's been doing his tones because you can go further and actually listen to the tones that you need to come back to center. And it wasn't doing anything. And scratching my head, and other people are looking at it, and we're doing voice prints, and I thought, well, okay, I'm going to go back to the energy medicine. What is it telling me? And it kept coming back over the months that we were working. It kept going back to disconnection from source energy, the six chakras, the blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, well, what do we do with this? So, again, I did the energy work, and I kept it up. And a little while later, I got to the pineal gland had aluminum toxicity. And that's what is blocking the energy to go through to help his vision. And I thought, okay, I got that on energy work. I haven't put it through, you know, I haven't seen it in the program, in the I program that I've used. So let me go get the toxicity program. I got that. I thought, well, okay, I'll see that, you know, maybe next day it'll come, I'll be able to do it. Not a few hours later, the program actually came through for me. I looked it up, and aluminum was on a high, like one of the highest frequency that he had out of whack was aluminum.
Wow.
So I was like, wow. So now we're working on the eyes, but I tell you one thing, this guy, and then I looked at aluminum symptoms. There were pages of aluminum symptoms. I've seen these in him. And I went, oh my gosh, we're going to, you know, continue to work on his eyes, but the one thing he's not going to get is Alzheimer's or Parkinson's, because we found that aluminum toxicity in a way that these things seem to keep coming to me, and it's awesome. So I am thrilled that we found that. Aluminum is so bad, and we're doing a major detox program right now.
Yeah, that was going to be my question. So what do you do when you find aluminum toxicity? Then what do you do for the client?
Okay, so again, I'm working multidimensionally. He has chosen to use some tones that I'm giving him. So he's listening to tones. And everybody, you know, will have their own way that they want to do this. I can give, you know, what I'll call multidimensional suggestions. You look up supplements. You look up, you know, so what detoxes aluminum? What foods detox aluminum? So there
it is.
This is
what you give in the session, right? You give them different suggestions, but this is what came up for you, and this is what you can do.
Right. But you give them options of what you can do. Sometimes we can look at it energetically right away and do what we can within, you know, the time we have. But they are given information. They go, okay, so if I have that, what foods can I use? What frequencies can I use? What energetics
do
I know?
That could be color, that could be tone, that could be, like you said, supplements, a detox. Okay, very cool.
Yep. And maybe somebody will choose to take that information and go to another energy healer, you know, that they've worked with for a long time. But they'll have more information on a different area than they've had in the past.
That is amazing. That is really amazing. Wow. So, I think we can work with a few callers now and see. This is so much fun. Let's see what comes up. So, if you
Karen,
guys
can I
would
can
like
I just
to...
do can I do a process so that we can all kind of get in sync
Absolutely.
For everybody?
And I just want to announce really quickly that while we go through the process, if you want to get a chance to work with Kathy, please make sure you're on the phone and then press *2. To be placed in the queue. All right, I'm going to go on mute, and I will follow along with you.
Okay. So I just wanted to share part of, I guess you can call it a rebalancing thing. This was given to me to share by a person who used to work in or still does work in a project called Earth Project 777. Part of figuring out why our body blueprints are kind of messed up. And this is a very simple process. And what I want you to, it's very simple. What I'll do is talk it through first. I've done this on groups before, and it puts groups into a resonance field together. So it will balance your vagal nerve, let me get you back down into, you know, out of fight and flight and back down into a calmness. I use this. I had what I'm going to call a heart program running. My heart was, and I know a lot of people are having crazy, weird heart palpitations. They don't know what they are. I'm not saying don't go to a doctor if you are concerned about them, but from my perspective, I knew energetics. I knew what was going on, or felt that I did. So when I was taught this, I would literally sit on a couch, and my heart literally felt like it would flip-flop. That's the only way I can explain it. It'd feel like it would do somersaults. So I would sit on the couch, and it would literally push me to the side is how far and crazy my heart palpitations would come up. So once I learned this, this is what, you know, maybe I needed to know that, so I know that this is just so awesome. It takes 2 seconds. You can do it anywhere you are. It's with eyes open. It's not a meditation. It's just a very quick breath, but it's not really breath work. So wherever you are, just put your left hand over your heart and just let it settle in there. It's not, doesn't matter, you know, it's not this big deal of where exactly it is. Put your hand over your heart with your left hand. Now take your right hand, and what I do to get the position is take your thumb and just stick it in your belly button, and then flop your hand down. I don't know about you, but I have a little pouch there I'm working on. So you've got your left hand over your heart, your right hand, stick your thumb in your belly button, and then flop it down over your tummy. Now, I'm going to, this is very simple. Keep your eyes open. Again, this is not a meditation. This is to ground you where you are. It's to center you where you are. It's to orient you on Earth. It's to connect you with Mother Earth and to calm you down. And because of that heart program that I had running, I know it works because it would stop, I want to say stop my heart. It would calm my heart wackiness every single time. Sometimes I'd have to do it three times and then cough because that actually resets your system as well. But this thing was a lifesaver and still is, and I use it constantly. In fact, I almost sleep with my left hand on my heart. There's two parts, the reset breath and quiet touch. The quiet touch is what I just told you to do with your left hand on your heart, your right hand on your belly. That's the quiet touch. That has to do with software programs in the body. The quiet reset breath is just, you're going to, I'll tell you first, because you have to be kind of breathing a little normally to do this. You actually pause, or I'm going to say stop breathing for a second. Breathe out through your mouth, in through your nose, out through your mouth, and then stop breathing for a second, and then start breathing normally. So you, once again, you've got your hands placed. Pause your breath. Breathe out through your mouth, in through your nose, out through your mouth, pause again. That resets your software system. And when we do it before, you know, group calls and different things like that, I've actually, you know, felt in resonance with the people on the call. It calms everybody. It puts everybody in kind of a healing field. I've had this kind of look as if, you know, on the computer when you're trying to make a line across a stream and a screen and it's all jig-jag and you have to work at it to get it straight, that's kind of how I feel it, straightening the energy in my body. And if everybody can just imagine right now, everybody on the call and everybody listening to the call later, your stream of light straight and clear from Mother, the center of Mother Earth, to the cosmos of Source, calm your body and bring that field in resonance. It brings in the 18 inches. This is not your aura. It's something different. It's your 18 inches. It's all yours. And it's your signature. And that's how you can bring your signature into balance. So that is the Reset Breath Quiet Touch. And I do have a video in my program to help you remember that as well. She taught this to a whole school, to bus drivers, to the principal, to kids. And if anybody can teach anybody this right now, this would be awesome.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Loved it. Thank you. Those were great tips. And let's now go ahead. Let me refresh the page so we can see. Oh, wow. So could you pick a number between 1 and 30, Kathy, and I'll unmute that person.
Sure. 17.
All right. So before I unmute you guys, remember these are not the voice prints that Kathy was talking about, because for those you're gonna learn how you can send your sample of your voice to Kathy. For that she needs to put that through her equipment. So number 17 is area code 416, Toronto. You are unmuted.
I don't know if that's me.
It is you. What's your name here?
Wow, Tracy.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi.
So, Kathy, you want the callers to tell you what their issue is, what they're dealing with?
Sure. Yeah, like I said, this is, like Aram said, this isn't part of the voice print. That's what we would look at in terms of, you know, any issues that you're facing. But since I do, you know, I combine the energy work as well on the call here, we'll take a look at, I'll get a chance to explain a little bit about the nine dimensions without going into hours of explanation of it. And what I'll do is just let me know what you're concerned about in yourself. We'll take a look at what dimension, in my terms, in the nine levels of manifestation for help, it's in. I'll explain a little bit about that level, and we'll look at the tool. We'll see what tool I have here in front of me that will go to some information for you, okay?
Okay. This is pretty exciting.
Okay, Tracy. Hi. We're not too far apart.
Okay. So my concerns are neurological. My concerns are thyroid or glandular concerns. I think maybe a urinary kind of. Let me see. What would I say? No, I'm not going to go there. I'm going to go to a. I don't know if you'd call it neurological, but it is a continued concern from a cesarean scar from 23 years ago, that it just never has everything kind of rebalanced itself from that point.
Right.
So,
So neurological, we'll keep with that. And that, so with the, and we're going to do like a mini energetic bubble conference call. So I'm going to start my coning with Tracy. Off the cuff, there's something that I didn't mention. Message me, and I will give you we know scars, first of all, if you say scar, we know they inhibit electrical impulses through our body. So, and we all have them from something. So, you know, that might be an issue. The other thing I've learned from bioacoustics work and energy work together is that sometimes when we think it is the thing we're talking about, it may not be. And I'm not saying yours isn't. But it's just an example that what I'm thinking, I found out, like I said, I thought I was working on eye issues. The client, came to me with eye issues. And then I'm finding it's his, you know, the aluminum toxicity in his body, related to the eye issues. So it's really cool. So let's just go with the neurological, what Tracy has told us about her concerns, about the scar, if that's related. Level 1 through 9 is where she needs the most attention right now to deal with that issue. And I'm just going to go column A, B. So it isn't column A. Column B. Okay. Odd rows. Nope. Even rows. Okay. So even B. Is it 2, 4? Okay. So I get level 8. So level 8, we have source energy. Down, a step down from that will be level 8. Which to me is the sound that comes from source. Step down from that will be light, and then you get that to start to create matter as it steps down. So I'm getting level 8, which be kind of is so close to light and sound that we work with that together. So let's work with, is it a color scheme? So not a color scheme. Is it the color spectrum? Okay, is that true? Okay, is it in the Tulpecan? I do use Karen's Tulpecan guide, so that's not right now. Is it in that spectrum in light wave? Okay. So, is it on the left? Is it in this column? It is. So, is it eye? No. Is it brain? Okay. So, for really quickly, I do a process called light wave, and it's picking up the colors and the frequencies, and this is how I started working with frequencies and colors for the most part. We pick up the color. So what I just got for you was brain being hot pink. So for our little mini session today, the hot pink color of the brain. So that means you could wear colors that are hot pink, get a hot pink hat. And I'm going to send you that hot pink. And for anyone who is, this is probably a loaded question, but anybody who thinks they're having brain issues right now and neurological, hot pink for your brain, just imagine that you have the right permission and ability to have a beautifully, perfectly working brain. And right now, the hot pink color is going to nourish us, to flow through that, through our, we'll just say our entire soul, and bring in hot pink. And let that flow to any other issue that you think might be related. So we're doing light wave for you, Tracy, for hot pink for the brain.
Okay.
And work with that color for a while. And, yeah, there's some different issues on the voice print that we can give you much more information on as well.
So maybe you're going to address this in this call. I'm actually super excited. Do you address on this call how you might learn some of the things that you're doing? I've been an energy medicine practitioner for
Absolutely.
A lot of years, so I actually got on this call for, I'm super happy to be here as the person talking to you, but I got on this call because I am very interested in what you're doing. And
Absolutely. We need everybody we can get.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right.
Yep.
So you'll let us know how to get in touch with you about that.
Absolutely, yeah. Right in the package is the starter place, and connect you on how to do this for yourself, how to get some mini healings inside, and how to take this to the next level for yourself, no matter what level you're at. You can take it to the next level, and as much as you want to learn, it's there. Yep.
Okay, that's great.
Awesome. All right. Thank you, my dear.
Thank you.
And let's move on to the next caller. We have a really long line today, and I want to move quickly. Can you give me another number, please, Kathy?
Oh, okay.
All right, that number. Okay, that's a webcast. No, it's actually 519 area code. You are on. 519.
Hello?
Hi,
hello.
Who's this?
Hi, it's Summer.
Summer?
Yeah.
Yep, hi, Summer.
Okay, great.
Hi, I'm from Canada, too. It must be Canada Day today.
A lot of work I do tends to be out of Canada, so that's...
okay.
How are you? Okay.
I have my main issues, I guess, would be I've been dealing with gallbladder issues lately, and I'm diabetic, I would say thyroid.
Okay. So let's see what level, and do a little bit of explanation if it's different than 8. Okay. So for Summer, I'm going to release Tracy and I break our coning, add Summer to the coning. Okay, in terms of nutritional energetics in the 9D, what is the most important level in our explanations that she needs to look at now? Is it column A? No, column B. Yep. Odds, evens again, 2B. 2B. Okay, so level 4. Level 4, to me, or dimensions, like I said, they're kind of dimensions from where I got my work. Level 4 is more on the emotional side.
Okay.
Which, of course, can add to, physical manifestations. I am certified in the emotion code. However, inside the program, I'm going to tell people about another emotional process. It's short and beautiful and cool, but it's a little too. I give the process away by doing it on the call. So because it's mm-hmm. it's a beautiful process. It's like the emotion code on steroids. But I'm going to do the emotion code for you, and the issue that Summer is talking about, what she perceives as, you said gallbladder, right?
Yes.
Okay. Perceives of gallbladder issues, inhibiting perfect health of the gallbladder. Is it true that it is an emotional issue? Okay, I'm getting a yes. I always double check myself, ask myself about truth. The answer, I never understood the answer is in the question, but it really is in the way you do the question. So is this in column A? No, in column B. Okay. Odd rows. No, even rows. Okay, is this true? And column B, as I said, okay. Even rows, is it B? Nope. 4B. Okay, is it true? It's 4B. Okay, so let's take a look at this. Is it depression? Is it frustration? Frustration, is this true? Okay, is it indecisiveness? No, nope. Okay, so frustration. So do we need to know more about this frustration in order to clear it? Okay. we don't need to know more. So we are going to clear the emotional, sometimes, right, emotions gather in our body like balls of energy that just stop the flow of energy, just like scars stop the flow of, you know, the electrical system in our body. Emotions can be like a ball inside our energy field and stop the energy, you know, related to the rest of the system. So we're going to clear frustration for you. Is there anything else we need to know? Nope, we can clear frustration. So in order to help as well, what you can do is take your hand and draw it kind of over your head and down your governing meridian. And what we're going to do, say that we have the right permission and ability to release frustration now in the highest and best way with ease and grace in all times, dimensions, and directions. And we'll just add the little or no detox symptoms. Thank you. And anybody else on the call who feels a resonance with frustration, let's take frustration out of the field. And if you want, you can actually see it moving out of your field and make a little vortex in the corner of your room, a nice little vortex where it whooshes out. And it doesn't matter where that energy goes, just let the universe take care of that. That's going to, you know, make it purple if you want to. That's going to transmute that. Some people are concerned about the energy going out of their body. Where does it go? Does it really, you know, is it really gone? So just let frustration just leave your energy field, go through that vortex, and then you can close that vortex as well. That resonates with you. So have we cleared frustration? Okay, now I'm getting a yes. Is this true? Okay. So with the emotion code, we've just cleared, cleared frustration related to your physical gallbladder issues.
Mm, awesome. Beautiful. Awesome.
Yeah.
All right, my dear. Thank you.
Thank you.
Best of luck.
Thank you.
And I highly advise you to take advantage of the offer right now so you can get a voice print and, you know, get some more information. I actually have a lot of questions, Kathy,
sure.
from the audience on how the voice print works and what's going to happen. And it's, I think what we need to do is talk about the offer now so that people can really understand. They're very interested in the in getting the voice print done. And I want to caution
sure.
you
yep.
guys, we had a special price on this, on Package C, which was the introductory price, and we've had a lot of requests from people that weren't able to check it out. Normally we can't do it, but this time we have extended it only for 25 more packages. So it will be on first-come, first-served basis. If you listen to the replay and by that time the price has gone up, there's nothing we can do. I'm sorry about that. For those of you that are on the live call, this is an opportunity for you guys to take advantage of the price, which is still low. It is going to go up after the 25 that we are extending this to, okay? So this is for Package C. All right, so I'm going to announce the link. That is orderjoy2020.com/Kathy, C-A-T-H-Y, and the number 21, or press the special offer link. So, Kathy, let's talk about this package, which is Cosmic Nutrition, Upgrade Your Multidimensional Body for Optimal Wellness. Find the connection between food frequencies and your energetic blueprint. So let's talk about this offer. And then for those of you that have questions regarding the package, please send them in the webcast. I'll have those addressed for sure. All right, Kathy, over to you, my dear.
Okay. So you want me to go through the packages and the explanations?
Please.
Yeah, okay.
How it works.
So,
if you can start with describing, you know, there's an image of BioWell test before and after activating and integrating
mm-hmm.
the multidimensional integration system. If
yeah.
you can explain that image, and then, of course, there's the image of the actual scan. So if
yeah.
you can
okay.
first describe those, and then
yeah.
we can talk about the package.
Right. So the way I set up the packages, package A is a little bit of information. It's frequency, getting to know frequency, how to learn about frequency, and working with some MP4s for your four-year systems. The bonus is in there were some cooking programs, so if you want to do some cooking and learn about that, it's more than just cooking, and I'll talk about that within those. But that's you know, a simple one. Now, integrating your multi – now, just like we have – you know, a mouth and esophagus and stomach and the rest of our digestive system, we also have that system for our energy system. And in activating your multidimensional integration system, that's what we talk about. Part one was what we did just a little while ago with that activation of the reset breath, quiet touch. Part two is in the package, and we go through, remember the movie Avatar or any of the ones where they you know, plug a human body into a computer or something. It's always in the back of your neck. It doesn't plug it into your brain. They don't plug it into your feet. They have that little plug-in on the back of your neck. That's the human spirit access portal. So part of that is within that multidimensional integration system, but again, also kind of the etheric digestive system in your multidimensional integration. That's kind of in the area of your chest. We take a look at that, and that's one thing we can do on the call today, too, is your multidimensional integration, you know, how optimal is your multidimensional integration system or your human spirit access portal. What we do in that activation is to cleanse and clear the human spirit access portal, cleanse and clear the multidimensional integration system. And that diagram that you see was we did about a two-month program. Tested. I actually happen to own one of those BioWells. They seem to be very popular now, and I see them on a lot of different areas. So they're very well known and very, I don't say, you know, accurate to what I know. But they're very much out there now. It's a Russian that took frequencies of the body. You put your fingers into this machine that you have to have in time. That's why I'm very excited about the voice prints, because we can do this from wherever you are. But the BioWell. So you know, the chakras were kind of smaller. And not too well aligned. And they go in and out with everybody for a day. You get caught off center, you get whatever. But working with this multidimensional integration system, MP4, and doing this process on a daily basis if you can, this is what happened later. The other thing that they don't talk about with chakras is we align our chakras, we know the color of our chakras, we talk about our energy, vortexes of the chakras. But to really be aligned, they need to be the same size. And I'm not going to give out that information. I'll tell you that on inside the package. They need to be the same size. And then I also do an integration as well. So not only do your chakras need to be aligned, they need to be the bright, glowing, you know, glowing colors. They need to be to have optimal, you know, alignment and, you know, intake, same size, and then the connections in between. We don't always think of the connections in between the chakras connecting each other, because we know they flow up and down the spine, and we talk about the Hara line and everything, but not necessarily the integrated connections, those electrical, you know, magnetic, all those connections within the spine and the chakras. So that's a full pack integration for frequencies, alignment of the spine, energies from, you know, source to Mother Earth. And that was a before and after picture of that BioWell of the frequencies or the chakra sizes and shapes and alignment after we did that. And I was amazed. I've never seen that like that, honestly. I was totally flabbergasted when I saw that picture, and it stayed that way. We took a BioWell the other day of that person, and the chakras are still the same size. They've maintained the size and the intake, and not that size matters, but the amount of information and frequency that you can take in matters, and taking it in well, and you know, making it go towards the correct places, like the zinc in your thumb, you know, the frequency equivalent of zinc to your thumb. So that kind of system needs to be optimal, functioning, bright, brilliant, and very energetic. So that is the BioWell. And then, Oren, do you want me to go ahead and explain the bioacoustic voice print so that people understand?
Please.
Yeah, okay.
Please,
so,
yeah.
So no matter where you are in the world, it's not hard to do this. And if you have trouble, and if you're not techie, which a lot of us aren't, and you don't know how to create a voice print, I can, during our session, I can, because it's very easy for me to do is go on and do like a team viewer on your computer. Don't do the voice print on your phone because it's not very good quality. If we, you know, work longer term, I would, you know, want a high quality mic and all that sort of thing. But we want to know some basic information. What is a frequency that is totally off for you that keeps giving you issues? So even if you can't send me your own MP3, and I'll tell you inside the program the very simple directions of a 30-second voice print that you can come up with a .wav wave as well. If you can't do that, I'll log right onto your computer and we'll do it together. It's very simple, it's very quick, and then I'll have that information. But I can help you, I can give you the directions, or like I said, I have fellow practitioners that have Parkinson's patients that maybe, you know, can operate a computer very well or the buttons. So we go on TeamViewer, we do all the mechanics of the computer for you and get the voice print and then send it in. And then we can take a look. From the voice print, I'll get something that looks like that on that page, that squiggly frequency. You know, pretty much everybody recognizes that as frequency, even earthquakes represent that way. We can take a look at that, pinpoint the highs and lows, and get a preliminary report on where to start, because sometimes what you think it is isn't. And also what we've found in bioacoustics is frequencies, our body is amazing. We are so redundant that one frequency can equal the frequency of another. Even down to toxins being good things or, what we think might be the same frequency as a toxin. It's amazing. So we take a look at that and just see what is out of whack. We work with the numbers. We don't try and play around with anything but math at that point. And then what I've, given an example of before is we kind of look in that and go, oh, what does that mean? Then you can do an energy session if you want to. You can do it on yourself. You can go to another practitioner. You can do it with me. So the combination of both of this information, I have found, for me, the most powerful that I've found so far with my clients. And I'll give another example. I'm working with somebody long-term, and I keep going to a magnetic imbalance. And I clear it, and I ask questions, and I'm like, I don't know what that is. Why does that keep coming up every once in a while? Not every time, but once in a while. So I said, you know what? Give me a voice print. She gave me a voice print, and I found magnetite. So I do my research. I look up, because technically we are research associates. These are frequency equivalents, and in no way are we prescribing anything. I look up magnetite, and the magnetite toxicity says that it basically throws off your magnetics and your magnetic field. So now I have more information to go, oh, let's look at her voice print for that. And, you know, detox that, take a look at the voice print, see if that's off. And I am so thrilled to find that because I've been going to that particular information for a long time and, you know, clearing it energetically, but wasn't sure what to do with it. Well, somehow she's getting a magnetite toxicity. So it keeps messing up her magnetic ability, the magnetic field in her body. So, again, that's one thing that we found in kind of a back-and-forth motion of information on one thing, energetics on another, really looking at, okay, what is the issue there and why is it presenting itself, where can we find it, and which multidimensional method among all of it together. Because also in frequency work, we found that if we give a frequency of something, your body can work better with it if you actually have, say, the food itself. You can do certainly separate. You can eat the food or you can, you know, do frequency. Like some of the frequency numbers that I'd be happy to give you here today, I have some numbers with me. And, again, in the package, we use numbers to up the vibe of our food. We infuse waters with frequency, with the numbers. There's different ways to do that. And I'll tell you a little tidbit about when you want me to go around. I'll tell you a little tidbit about what picture to use to keep your energized waters. I know a lot of you use MP3s, MP4s. You energize water, and I found the perfect picture to keep it in, to keep it energized. So can I explain? Do you want me to explain any more from there on the frequency voice print?
I think you covered it well. If
if anybody has questions, please send it in the webcast. Yeah. No questions so far, so I think we're good.
Okay. Because, again, I don't want people to feel bogged down, oh, I can't do that, I don't know how to do that. I can do it for you. You do just need a computer or some kind of contact. Some people just take it. You can actually, if we get down to it, I can just take your voice over my good quality phone that we have as well. So don't get bogged down about, oh, my God, I don't know how to do that. I will help each and every one of you that's interested to do that.
Cool. Awesome. Awesome. And you covered all the packages already?
No, we just went, I went right to package C to do the voice print since people had the questions. So the first package, again, we're just going to work with energizing waters or actually using energized waters. So that's the first package, package A. Package B, we're going to get down to how to infuse waters with some numbers, working with numbers, how important water is. I don't know
can,
if any
can
of you...
Can I quickly...
Sure.
Can I just quickly go back to package A? So you have, you're going to be energizing water for, like with superfoods and boosting energies and that kind of stuff. But it's all going to be on water, right?
Yes, those are on water. First, there's the activating your multidimensional integration system. That will be an activation for your body. I don't feel like I should just give the energized water. What I do is give a PDF with that. So it's almost like a little nutritional lesson itself within the water, or within the MP4. You can just, you know, run with the MP4 and energize your water, but I also like to give a little training with that. So we work with, I'm doing this in 4 weeks. We're working with how to energize water, how to store water, you know, about water. There's so much more information. Some people may not care about that, but I do because it is so amazing to the healing process. The superfoods will give you the PDF instruction, and what I'm concentrating in right now are superfoods for what we need now within this year of craziness. We found a lot of superfoods that are best. Right now, again, through bioacoustics and just general knowledge through what everybody's, you know, the doctors are finding out, we're finding out superfoods that really help, that are really nutrient-dense, and that's the type of cooking that I do is nutrient-dense cooking. How can we pack the nutrition into what we have? And if, you know, food prices...
And these MP4s?
Yes, they're
MP4s. These MP4s, just to be sure, are going to be... on in energizing the water with these superfoods and the nutrients they have, right?
Right.
Okay, very good. Thank you. And then same thing with Corona Immunity Boost. And then you have three boxes. The first one is Nutritional Cooking Program. Can you talk a little bit about that, please?
Sure, yeah. And just to go back to week three, there's the Energy Boost. Within the energy boost, where they're going to focus on right now, a lot of people are tired. They either had corona, they are getting stressed, they're getting crazy, their energy cycle is getting all whacked out. I'm not only going to give you the MP4 for the energetics that we find within the mitochondria, but also a diagram of your Krebs cycle with a little bit of instruction. So if you want to find out more about where you're lacking in your energy cycle, even that MP4 and that diagram will help you do that. And, you know, more instruction could come, but that's something if people really want to know about their energy cycle, they can even get instruction within that. The bonuses are two nutritional support cooking programs, which I did at Karen's retreat a couple years ago. They are still so valid today. So I included them. It's one is the probiotics, how to make probiotics. That first we got into gut health, and it was all about gut health and probiotics, and we knew all about that stuff. Right now we need this second dimension, the probiotics, how to make probiotics to help our system stay strong. Another thing we all need to do right now, there seems to be, distribution in the food supply is crazy right now. How do we preserve our food? How do we have enough good food that we need for ourselves? So this is something that you can empower yourself, even if you've never cooked before. It doesn't even involve cooking. You can take a look at. Within the program, I tell you how it is, you know, more important than making a probiotic soda or just the fun of that, which I think is fun. It's really important right now to have that balance. You don't have to go out and buy pills. They cost hundreds of dollars sometimes. Learn how to make your own from very simple foods. The digestive breads challenge, like I said, is something came up this past year, too. It's how to make your own bread when you don't have yeast on the one hand, but it's also more about, it is not about the gluten. It drives me crazy when people talk so much about the gluten. It's been about the glyphosate. In fact, Sherry Edwards has decoded the glyphosate. We can look at that inside a VoicePrint program. How to make your own, people love bread and cakes. I love them. But they're not digestible. They also have toxins. The glyphosate is messing with our system. How can you make your own super simple, super easy? I really don't like sourdough bread, but I love the crepes and pancakes and simple English muffins that I make. So that's something that everybody can do right on their own as well. So that, I think, is covering packaging.
Beautiful. Thank you for explaining that. And then package B has everything in package A, plus it has three more items. So the first one is nourishing in the nine dimensions, 4 weeks of training workshop.
Yeah. So the workshops are going to start out again with the numbers. People seem to resonate with the idea of frequency and numbers. Obviously, people see radio stations as a number. They know they can dial in. Sometimes you dial in and the frequency comes in 100%. Sometimes it's a little glitchy. And sometimes you can't get the frequency, the radio station at all. Same thing with your frequencies in your body and the numbers. I worked with Lloyd Meir numbers. He's now retired. His stuff is awesome. Other people have different numbers they work with, and they work with frequency work. I love his info. I've done an interview with Lloyd. I'll share that. He's come out with, I think, 7,000. He says there's 2.1 million frequencies in our body. Amazing body. Amazing
wow.
How we relate these frequencies, make ourselves work, but also the number of ways they can get a little messed up. We're learning how to keep them unmessed. We're learning how to keep them flowing. And you can keep these numbers around you. You can infuse waters. It's a really fun class where we learn to do a lot of things and really empower yourself with what you want, you know, around you in a day in terms of even words and frequencies. In fact, right now, if everybody, there's this really simple process I'd like to share. It's made me giggle more than once. I call it the frequency breath. And just through the rest of this call or through the rest of your day, whatever, just start breathing in the frequency we want. So let's, since there's so much fear out there, let's just do love and fear. They're opposites. So through the rest of the call, and then later on, I'll be on the Facebook page and available for questions or comments. Breathe in love and breathe out fear. Now, eventually, you start to feel it flip. You'll be breathing in love and breathing out love, breathing in love and breathing out fear. You'll start to feel it flip. And you can do this with any opposite emotion or feeling that you want. Love and fear is opposite. You can do, you know, any other, find whatever really bothers you. Biggest problem you have in your life right now, how does it make you feel? Do the opposite of that. Breathe in what you want. Breathe out what you don't want. It will start to flip till eventually you're breathing in love and breathing out love. And that's how you know your body feels is full. And it's been amazing, simple process. I run around this resort a million times a day, can't sit and, you know, meditate, do a process. I've had to learn to do these on the run. And these are the types of things I want you to learn, how to do recipe numbers, how to keep, how to up the vibe of your food. It's very simple. You can use a simple process. And if you muscle test, that's important. I'm also including muscle testing, a really quick muscle testing training as well. It's very, very wonderful to have that. A lot of people just use intuition. You don't have to muscle test, but it's really fun if you know how to do that. So that's part of that as well in package B. Really learning to know the numbers. The last kind of sessions I'm doing, they're 4 weeks. The last 4 week is going to be going through the nine dimensions. I don't want people to get bogged down. If you want to learn that, to me, it's really cool, but it's not something you need to take this information and fly. So we're going to go through that. Some people find it fascinating. You'll learn a lot. You'll be able to clear your systems. We'll do many, healings inside the package. But that is something that I'm sharing with you from my information, but it's not something, again, a process that you can that will bog you down in order to come in the package, have fun with it, get processes right away that you can use at home, in your office, in your, you know, whatever, help your kids. Where did we leave off here? Okay. So learning to infuse waters. Where is our chart here? What's the next process there?
So that you have the bonus, which is two live Q&A calls with mini healings, activations, and clearings.
Yeah. So the four calls are going to be modules are going to be trainings that you learn the background of frequency, the nine dimensions, if you want to, how to do processes so that you can use in your kitchen, use in your life, not only your kitchen. And then because I get it a little lengthy, I want you to structure in those trainings. So I put in the most important information, and then we're going to have live calls. I love the live calls. I love connecting with people, answering their questions, giving them even more information. If anybody knows me, kind of been in my packages, I probably give way too much secret bonuses that come in, including the Facebook group that I'm constantly giving numbers. I'm constantly giving information, new information that I find, new processes that I find, and every once in a while doing kind of pop-up lives in the Facebook dealings and processes. So I love it when people come in and connect, have questions. Sometimes we have mini workshops that people are having trouble with, either the cooking process or the frequency process, even the the voice print process. So I'm always available. I like being available to answer questions and interact.
Awesome. And then, of course, there's the private Facebook support group. Now, this is, of course, really good for those people like one of our callers that wanted to know how she can do this kind of work herself. This is where you will get all that information. This is, of course, included in Package C as well. For just a little bit of a price bump right now, because we still have it at the introductory price, you will not only get all of this, but you will also have the one-on-one session with Kathy with the voice print results, and she'll be able to, like she explained, she'll tell you what you exactly need. And on the multidimensional approach, you will be able to choose which approach you actually want to work with. And I have to say that this is such an amazing deal, honestly, with the amount of information that you're getting in these packages. It is incredible. When I look at Package C, just the session alone by itself, if nothing else was included, just the voice print and the information you're going to get is actually is higher than the price right now. And yet you are going to get so much more. Everything in Package A, which is phenomenal. Then you get Package B, which is the nine dimensions, 4 weeks training workshop, which by itself is a complete program worth thousands of dollars. You're going to get that. And, of course, you're going to get the session as well. So right now, if you can snag it, this Package C is at an incredibly low price. It's really, really great value. And after 25 packages are sold, the price will go up. So make sure you do it now if you want to get, if you're even just curious, you know, what's lacking in your frequency. If that's all you want to get, that would be a great value to you. Okay, I have a couple of questions on the webcast. So Celia wants to know, she just said, I just purchased a Package C for myself. I'm interested in the voice print and or one-on-one healings for some family members who would not or are incapable of doing any coursework. Would purchasing a package for them be suitable? If so, which one? Well, if you're interested in getting voice print, then the only package that comes is in Package C. And honestly, it cannot be any lower than what it is in package C. So that's a really great deal which you can get. Okay.
Yeah, and if she's purchased the package, Aram, she will she'll also understand within her doing the coursework, she'll understand how to help use frequency work for her family. And then, more information with that. Yeah, so she's going to be able to, that's going to be empowering for not just the person, but you're going to be able to make and use, recipes for them as well. So.
Awesome. All right, so Dr. Karen Kahn just wrote in. She said, Kathy's classes are amazing, so empowering. I highly recommend them. By the way, I'd recommend having her check your glutathione, because that is our master antioxidant, and low levels are associated with worse outcomes in COVID. I did not know that. And she goes on to say, Kathy has ways, including phototherapy light, to elevate your glutathione naturally and quickly. Wow. That's amazing. I did not know that low glutathione levels were associated with worsening of symptoms in COVID.
Yeah, and that's one that we can tell within the voice print, not only your spike protein levels, if you do or don't have them, but also the glutathione levels, if they're high or low. It's been amazing. Like I said, Sherry Edwards is on the cutting edge of this information for our time. And
wow,
this is one reason that I rushed right in here, because I have, family members I'm concerned about. So I'm like, yeah, I'm going to know how to do this and help anybody that wants to, needs to be monitored. It's actually an amazing monitor system.
Awesome. All right. And Amanda wants to know, how can I rid my body of candida and parasites using frequency medicine? So I guess the question would be, can this package help in, getting rid of candida and parasites?
Yeah, there is a specialty template we can use for candida. Nutrition is always the one we start with, but candida, we've done a lot of work with candida with frequencies. There are different pathogens that we can work with energetically. So the BI system with the energetics and the frequency voice print can tell us where, either one, where the imbalances are, but candida is one that Sherry has decoded and worked with extensively, and inside the package I can give you a whole lot of information on that, both to help you and to empower yourself for that.
Awesome. I'm excited because I'm going to be getting my voice print, and I think what I will probably do is I can share the results maybe we can do another call this week and we can talk about the results that you found in my report. I'll be happy to share that with the audience. But for right now, are there any examples that come to mind, any stories of your clients that come to mind? I know you had started to talk about a couple of them, and then we got kind of sidetracked. So if you want to share any stories about your clients that, who are having, especially, I know there are so many people that get frustrated because there's this evasive thing that they just can't help, whether it's a physical symptom or an emotional thing. And they've gotten a lot of work done, and they have not been able to pinpoint exactly what it is. So do you want to share a couple of success stories?
Yeah, I think we've gone through, we've talked about the mold and the aluminum, the magnetite, the toxicities that we're finding in people when we don't know, we're looking at energy work, and maybe it's a physical problem. Or I look at these reports, and you can tell how many hits. In terms of, let's say we're working on, I've been working on eyes a lot. I've worked on, let's just go to muscles, just kind of muscle problems, because that's kind of an easier one to understand. Here's one of my own, I didn't believe it. I've been looking through those reports, and I put myself through a muscle program, and it said my deltoid muscle, and there was nothing wrong with my deltoid muscle. And in fact, what I didn't mention is, not to get it more complicated, but these voice prints, so if you look at the voice print there, the first couple inches that you see on the paper are actually a predictive level. Now, I honestly don't know how she does that, but she does. The center is what's going on in your body now, and the last part of the voice print is what's going on a long-term basis, more like the chronic issues. So you can see your current snapshot, you can see your long-term issues, and also predictive. I don't work so much in the predictive, figuring we'll work on the currents and the long-terms because that's what's really kind of going on, but that all depends on how the energy work can help find that. We can say, hey, should we work on the predictive? Should we work on the current? We'll look at the frequencies and tones from the print itself. Say, for example, like the muscle that I was saying, I thought deltoid was low, and I'm like, my deltoid's fine. It was more in the predictive. In this case, it is a predictive example. It was more in the predictive. I'm like, well, my deltoid's fine. I'm not doing a thing. I'm strong. I'm feeling good. Well, cooking in the kitchen, I carry heavy pots, and sure enough, that night I picked up a heavy pot, and my deltoid muscle was sore. And I was like, because I didn't believe what I thought, well, my deltoid's fine, that's not really a deal. And that picked up my deltoid. So it can tell you, like say you're on a very, and this it deals with fibromyalgia too and collagen. A lot of people are just sore. Their muscles are, you know, I'm working with somebody who is just, you know, sore all the time. We have the pain relief factors and tones to work on that. We can take a look at which muscles need bathing, which ones, where is your nutrition lacking? And this is why I'm concentrating on even the nutrition report, because, like I said, if you're low in zinc, that might be your finger. We can work back and forth. If you have a tight hamstring, the weird thing are toes, right? People have weird kinks in their toes and everything. I can tell you just from the charts what you might be missing in a voice print, what you are missing or too high of. The other thing that we're actually going to also give you with a voice print is a wonderful assimilation chart of nutrients. If I find something, say zinc is high, we'll just stick with zinc. If zinc is high, that doesn't necessarily mean you have too much of it. It might mean that it's not working right for you. So I am going to give you a chart within that that says, okay, and this can go across anything. I'm not going to give it specifically. It's got minerals, cell salts, antioxidants, amino acids, and vitamins. Meaning here's what we have found mathematically in your body works with what. So if your zinc is high, look it up on the chart, see what it needs to work well. So not only do we give you voice print information, but actually real-time information for either food or supplements to help you out knowing what your body needs. And that's another printout that you'll get when you get the voice print reading.
Awesome. Awesome. Beautiful. Well, let me check for questions one more time. And we are almost out of time. We have a couple of minutes. We don't have any questions. It looks like people understood it quite well. If you still have questions when you listen to the replay, you can always message customer service. We'll make sure that we get it answered. And, Kathy, my dear, this was amazing. We'll try and do another call where we can actually give readings of voice prints so people can actually see, what that's like. I'll be happy to share mine. And, just remember, though, that by that time, the special offer pricing right now, the introductory pricing on Packet C will be gone. I've already seen a few notifications come through, so I don't know how long the 25 packages will last. So jump in now while you can and get your voice print. How long right now is it taking, Kathy, to get the results back?
Oh, they're instant. Once I get it in, they're pretty much instant results. I look through the information. I mean, that's a rabbit hole of information. But once I get that voice print in, all I need to do is bring it in and put it through a particular report.
Awesome.
If we see, yeah, it's pretty instant.
Beautiful. So, again, the offer is at orderjoy2020.com/Kathy21, C-A-T-H-Y 21. An awesome, awesome offer from Kathy that you can use not only for yourself, your loved ones, and if you are a healing practitioner, this can be a great tool in your toolbox that you can use for your clients, for your loved ones, for so many, you know, spread this information around. This is what we need, and frankly, this is what the world is moving towards. The ultimate healer is going to be energy. People are going to recognize that, and we will be ahead of the curve if we get on the bandwagon now. So I hope that you take advantage of it. Kathy, my dear, wonderful sharing this space with you, and I'll be connecting with you for my voice print. Can't wait.
Okay, great.
All right. Lots of love, everybody. Take care of yourselves, and thank you for being here today with us. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks, everybody. Yeah, thank you, Rim.